Welcome to Inside the Castles, the podcast that goes behind castle doors to have real conversations with real people about solving the nation's toughest challenges.
Hello and welcome to Stone by Stone, an Inside the Castle podcast series that is bite-sized in scope, providing listeners with shorter, focused updates on U.S. Army Corps of Engineers-related issues impacting our nation. I'm your host, Amy Snively. In this episode, we're diving into what it takes to really get the engineering right. We'll explore how the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers works to ensure engineering excellence through both deep technical expertise and unwavering dedication to quality in the field. And who better to speak with that than two of our organization's finest? Today, we're incredibly fortunate to speak with two Corps employees who exemplify these personalities and serve as key subject matter experts in the field of engineering. Norfolk District's Matthew S. Karlinchak, who is one of our 2025 Program Managers of the Year, and Sacramento District's Roxanne Carlson, who is our 2025 Hard Hat of the Year. Matt and Roxanne, welcome to the episode. Matt, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are today. What was your first role in the Corps, and at what point did you find yourself specializing in project management?
Ooh, that's a good question. Pleasure to be here, Amy. Matt Karlinchak. I physically sit at Arlington National Cemetery. I'm a USACE employee for about 11 years. Last four has been with Norfolk District. Prior to that, I was with Europe District over in Wiesbaden, Germany, all with the project management. And then prior to my Army Corps career experience, I was actually working with NAFAC, doing very similar work, working in, you know, just different geographic areas and working on Navy bases. So I was working a lot of Marine Corps and Navy MILCON over in San Diego, California. And I did a lot of overseas work, 4 years in Naples, Italy. So I was flying to Bahrain and UAE doing projects out there. So lots of project management experience, a lot of really cool, interesting things to work all over the globe. And sitting here at Arlington National Cemetery, and it truly is my favorite of all the tours I've ever done. You know, every day I come to work and I see like the immediate fruits of my labor trying to get, you know, our nation's heroes put in their final resting place. It's just overall a great place to work.
And with that, the expansion of Arlington National Cemetery, I find it fascinating. I'm sure so many of our listeners will find it fascinating. Can you describe a specific example of an innovative approach you took to solve a challenging problem in this expansion project?
Yeah, this expansion project is unlike anything I've really ever worked. Everything I've done has been kind of leading up to this big one. We have a mega project to expand Arlington National Cemetery by 50 acres. We're going to be adding 88,000 new interments and providing, you know, the lifespan of Arlington National Cemetery extension by about 20 years. So geographically, where it's located is just south of Arlington National Cemetery. We acquired the lands between 395 and Arlington National Cemetery, ultimately going to engulf the Air Force Memorial into the property. And we've been working real hard for the last 5 years trying to get the roads realigned, get the utilities sorted out. In the planning process, when you're working on this, you know, 5-10 years ago, you had no idea what January 2026 was going to have. We had a very smart group of engineers and project managers and construction managers working out all those, like, okay, in 6 months, we're going to be here. Where can I have our contractor be working? I'd say the most innovative thing we've done is getting the utilities out of the way and moved, working with Dominion, working with Washington Gas, working with Verizon, and, you know, our local state authorities, just getting everything in place and making progress. I mean, it seems like a real simple thing to say, but I'm just as astonished at how much we've pivoted in the positive direction to keep this project moving. So the innovation really is like challenging the status quo on kind of a normal project delivery. We actually have three full projects we're awarding. We're about to award the third one, and working with, you know, what segment has progress and what segments don't, and adjusting to keep the project moving and meeting Arlington National Cemetery's goals of turnover of the entire cemetery expansion. You know, I'm just amazed at the team we got working on this thing. It's great.
I can't think of a better way to hear you explain that. Our 56th Chief of Engineers, Lieutenant General Graham, has made it unequivocally clear. We must deliver quality projects on schedule, within budget, and with mature designs. He has emphasized the need to get the engineering right, get the project management right, and get the business right. Can you speak to what it means to get the engineering right? And can you talk about why you're so passionate about the work you do?
Yep, absolutely. I appreciate that. Lieutenant General Graham is absolutely right. We have a very dedicated team of engineers looking into the future. We have risk register meetings, always trying to like look over the horizon to make sure there's not going to be something else that gets in our way. We have construction phase service contract with our designer, HNTB. They're always forward planning. Our project manager, Patricia Smith, she's doing an amazing job keeping this project moving. Construction managers as well, working with the contractor. Push and pull, because we're not always giving them a clear sight. You know, lots of little intricate obstacles that we've been dealing with. You know, just when we think we have Dominion power lines, you know, out of the way or permanent power like set up, you know, something else comes in. And I think my career with the Department of War, with the Navy and the Army is most project managers don't have authority over anybody, especially outside stakeholders. And our team has just done an excellent job of setting up the meetings, building the trust, and getting people to execute without any real stake in the game. So that includes our contractor too. Is one of those soft skills is really the collaboration needed to get that going. I think we have built this, we have a three-tier governance structure. Actually, we really have 4-tier on this project. We're unique in that we have a level 3 SES as our customer. And typically there's several layers between the working level team and level 3 SES, but because of the proximity, it's like right there. Things escalate quickly. We keep our USACE team informed through the 3-tier governance structure. You know, everyone knows everything. It's a unique thing to deal with troubleshooting. They have the trust that we're executing the program right too.
I mean, a fascinating project that everyone in our country is certainly proud of. So we appreciate that. Roxanne, shifting gears to you, you are recognized as the 2025 Hard Hat of the Year Award recipient, which I think really speaks to the boots on the ground work we execute. Tell us a little bit about how you started with the Corps and what led you to your current role in construction engineering. From your experience, what are some traits that are most valuable in this field?
Sure. So my name is Roxanne Carlson. I'm a CON rep or a quality assurance representative on the Folsom Dam Raise program, working at the Dykes 1-6 project. And I've been in this role for just 3 years. That's how long I've been with the Corps. So previously I worked for about 5 years with materials testing, geotechnical drilling, quality control company, local as a subcontractor on core levee projects in the Sacramento district. Took the opportunity when I heard about it to come over to have this type of field experience and be really involved in a project from start to finish through the life cycle. And yeah, some of my personality traits that I think have been a success to my project, kind of like some of the soft skills that Matthew was mentioning, besides having the focus on quality and safety, all of the bare bones stuff we're supposed to do in our role. I've been able to make a lot of working relationships, get to know all the goals of our various agency and non-federal sponsors. We have a lot of eyes on this program. Everybody wants to get the mission done together, but have different goals and ways they want to go about it. And as being the main person on the ground, I kind of see how that all falls into place and try to make it all work without delaying the schedule and making sure we get a quality product.
What are some of the biggest challenges you face when managing construction projects, particularly in terms of maintaining quality and safety standards?
I think it's a balance. We have so many things we have to pay attention to in the field. Like I said, that we have so many folks involved here trying to make the project better, but it's a lot of voices to listen to. And then we are spread out across multiple features geographically on the lake. So you kind of have to have eyes in multiple places at one point in time and really invest in our process, like our three-phase inspection. It's like I said, it can't be everywhere at once. When I first started and I was getting my bearings, I was like, oh, I wanted to have eyes on every single activity we were doing and making sure it was safe and being in the weeds on everything. And I realized it's like, now I have to step back. I need to grab our QC manager, the safety officer, really get involved in the preparatory inspections and double check with the guys. And I let them know my working philosophy is, as long as we have the quality and the safety, then I can help you guys and we can keep pushing and making progress. Once we don't have those, something happens with safety quality, then it's kind of, we can have like a slam on the brakes moment if we need to, and we never want to do that. Building that relationship with the contractors, like core team, QC manager, safety officer, superintendent. So they're letting me know ahead of time. I think we have a really good working relationship. They know I can help them if they help me. If something is going wrong, if we have a quality misstep, if they have a question about safety, to keep that going. Working out the struggles to get there, that was the challenge, like figuring out it's the process we need to maintain.
What keeps you motivated on those really hard days?
There have been some hard, long days on this project. Like if folks know about working in civil works, you know, I'm out here sunrise to sunset 5 or 6 days a week with the contractor, sometimes in 105 degree weather or it's cold outside. A lot of my motivation is we're sitting up at Folsom, which is above the Sacramento, Roseville metropolitan area. And it's like, wow, we're building a flood control structure, improving upon one, modifying one that protects everyone downstream and is connected to our larger flood control system in the Sacramento area, working on such an important structure that's protecting everyone below us and being a steward of taxpayer dollars and trying to make sure we get a quality product for the people in our area. That's really what keeps me going. It's like, show up the next day. Like I've mentioned before, coming from private to public industry, it sounds kind of corny, but I'm like, oh, I'm not working to pay for somebody's vacation. It's like, hey, this is for all of us to make sure we're protected downstream.
Thank you. And we are just about at the end of our time, but before we close, is there anything you, Roxanne or Matt, would like to add to what you've said today?
I just want to thank everybody. This award was really special and kind of unexpected as a new person. And this has been a great experience. And to meet the other award winners, folks like Matthew, and hear about what people are doing across the district, it was really inspiring. And I'm such a, like in a micro, you know, environment here on my one project, on my one program in my one district, that it was really neat to step out of that and hear what folks are doing and see what other things are out there. So thank you.
Yeah, and I echo what Roxanne's saying. I am very fortunate that I'm in the DC area and I have access to people and processes and different perspectives on how to execute projects. It's the challenge of wrangling all that, herding the cats, and getting the project moving is the big challenge. But it's always good to hear and to see other folks. You know, I had some really good conversations with some folks that I probably would have never come across in the construction world. Yeah, it's great to see futures bright in USACE. And, you know, there's a lot of people that probably should get recognized too. And I'm, you know, looking forward to working on getting some packages for other folks to get recognized as well. And appreciate your time, Amy. Thank you for recognizing us. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are, it's really inspiring to hear from both of you, and congratulations on your award. Matt and Roxanne, thank you so much for joining us today on this edition of Stone by Stone series on Inside the Castle. We appreciate you and your insights. Until next time, be safe, be innovative, and let's go get the engineering right.
Thanks for joining us for this Inside the Castle podcast. To provide your feedback, email us at cw.infrastructure.team@usace.army.mil. Stay tuned for additional Inside the Castle podcasts as we explore life inside the core and revolutionize civil works together.